plexiglass, everybody. Let's sit down, take your seats. Let's join back with our lovely heroes. It's my ASMR stream right here.
I love it. I'm here for it.
It gets me, you know, it gets me like centered.
Let's go.
So we have a Taliatia in their room being watched over. Everybody seems to be aware of what has taken hold of you. And to ensure your safety and everybody's, there is a watch kind of like on your door. But while Anchor Root does come in, kind of worriedly checking on you, I think you mentioned last time that there isn't a lot of response from you. Mm-hmm. They do continue, like, she does, like, keep popping in, but then, like, anxiously, like, I'm sorry for bothering you, and you know, like, running away, but then, like, coming back and things like that. Hideaki, you're being tended to as well in your room. I believe you sent over Noza to be with Tal, though.
Yeah, initially to watch Ark leave, and then yes.
Oh, right. Sorry, not yet. Yeah.
Right. This is great. Okay. Good.
And Arifa, you as well. So basically, each of you have like somebody that has treated your wounds. As we kind of addressed beforehand, everybody, you're healed up, and I think Ark too as well. In your communication outside, we're kind of like, I was never healed, and somebody absolutely treated to your wounds as well. So any wounded conditions are gone now, and all your hit points should be full. However, the effects of the disease for those that are affected do still hold in terms of like the minus one or minus, was it three for you? Two, three.
Yeah, I think Tal was stupefied.
It's minus three.
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. It's fine.
Fine. Everything's so fine.
There was a lot that happened last session, honestly. Like, it was heavy. It was emotional. There's a lot to go through. But when you guys came back, Mariama, Ark was probably the only one out there that was, like, hearing this, but, like, Mariama was, like, basically talking to, blanking on everybody's name right now.
Don't worry, it's only been 2 weeks since we've been here. It's totally fine.
Yeah. It feels like a lot longer, but that's because last session was so emotional.
Right? It's true, though. Essie. Goodness, Essie. There we go. And she was like, I guess the task was too difficult for them, or something like that. Now, take that as what you will from what you've taken from Mariama. But I think Ark took it a certain way. Ark, how'd you take it?
Ark basically took it in a way of saying, I'm trying to explain this correctly. So, like, he's not the kind of person that would take it as, like, a shot, really. But it just, it spurred the thought in him to say, like, yeah, well, I'm going to go finish it right now. So it's okay. Like,
absolutely. All right. So we have a lot to get through here in the dorms. So before we do, let's take the camera and the cameraman, our local cameraman. let's go on their journey. Where is Ark 2 headed to finish this task?
Yeah, so Ark doesn't know a lot about bones. He comes from like a desert cave place where there wasn't much hunting. There's a lot of trading, a lot of like cactus kind of plant eating, that kind of stuff. But on his way here on his travels, he had stopped at this inn and stayed 2-3 days, maybe like a half week before coming to the school. And he remembers they made like bone soup and that kind of stuff. So he's trying to head back to this inn and, you know, see what's up, see what kind of bones he can get. He knows he probably needs a decent amount, but.
Perfect. All right. So, you're heading out of the Magambia and back into Natanbu. Not a long, you know, difficult walk, but it's still a walk. Your friends are being treated to, and off you head out to probably the only other place that you know here.
Basically. Besides the market, the miss, obviously.
Yes, yes. Is it the same place if it moves, though? So you do, and you find it no problem. It's not a big deal. It's there. Oh, man, I should have thought of the name for the inn. It is the... Gonna go. We like chickens here, so something chicken. Somebody give me an adjective.
The roost?
Crispy.
The crispy roost.
Crispy
the crispy roost. That's what it's gonna be.
Really? I'm so
like
happy.
Close. Beautiful.
The
so the crispy
house.
Roost. so close. And off the signs there, everything looks the same. You're just gonna go on in?
Yeah, I'll ask you, is it like a smaller inn that he would need to, I guess, like, what time of day is it? It's a smaller inn where he would need to knock. Is it just like, does it have a main waiting area where he just walks in and then he would have to talk to someone? Like, what's the...
Yeah. So it's actually a relatively like small place. It's in one of those like crowded streets where the buildings are like very tight against each other, and there's just like small alleys between them. But there is the downstairs that is like more of a tavern. They serve some food. They serve some drinks. And then there's like a second story, and they have like the third story is where like the family that runs this place lives, and then the second floor is just like maybe 2-3 rooms that they rent out. For the inn.
Okay.
Like a bed and breakfast.
For sure. Yeah, then Ark would very slowly, like, looks almost cautious from an outsider's perspective, like, walk in and just kind of glance around.
There's, you know, 1 to 2 patrons just kind of, like, eating their late lunches. Time of day, like, after everything that you guys went through, I think it's kind of, like, getting into the afternoon, maybe, like, 2-3. Because you guys left out pretty early. Yeah, and you walk in and, like, you're kind of keeping an eye to see. Behind kind of, like, the bar is a very familiar half-elf. Young. This is the son of the establishment owner. They, their name is Lorivor. They, them. You know this person.
Yeah, Ark's face doesn't normally show emotion, but he gets almost this kind of like snarled nose, like not like he's mad, but like a little disgusted that this person's here. But still slowly kind of walks up to the bar, doesn't sit down, and says, "Hello, Lorivor."
When you first walked in, like they did not notice you, and they kind of like start a little bit at the sudden like hello, and they turn around with the like, it's funny to see this immediate like change in demeanor, this immediate instant like trained like, oh, if it isn't Ark.
Yes.
What did they kick you out and you're back already?
No, I am completing a mission because, well, everyone else is hurt currently.
There's conflicted like expressions across their face. Make a perception check for me real quick.
Yeah. I shall. 9.
Oh, yeah, that tracks. There is the very brief, like, confusion on their face and, like, something else that you don't quite catch before they're like, okay, so why are you here?
Well, I was hoping to acquire some bones that You know, you used to make that soup with...
You're looking to just... No. What? I mean... Here, let me check. Just, you know, wait a second.
Sure. Thank you.
And help. Gives you this, like, look and goes into the back. And then you're, like, there waiting.
And he just stands there and, like, not... doesn't get impatient whatsoever, probably no matter how long it takes, and it's just like, all right, he'll come back, or they'll come back with these bones.
For anybody else, this is a really odd amount of time to wait. Like, anybody else would be like, they're doing something on purpose at this point, right? But you're there for like a full like 5 minutes, and if you actually wait a full 5 minutes when like there's no reason to, it's just weird. But finally they come back and they fake like wipe their sweat off their brow, and they're like, man, I looked everywhere and I just couldn't find any single bones. It's so weird. I guess we just didn't have any bones today. I guess you're just out of luck. You can go on back to the Magambia and just tell them that you failed.
May I ask where you get the bones?
At around this time, you hear like footsteps coming down the stairs. And no bones day. God damn it. Sorry, I just saw that. Me reference. So the footsteps, as you kind of turn to before they can answer you, before Lorivor can answer you, you hear a like elderly female voice going like, oh, is that you, Ark?
You see him perk up a little. Yes, I am looking for bones, but Lorivor says you have none.
You need bones? And it's Lorivor's mother, who was the first person to actually like let you stay. Like when you first came here, they were working there and like were super, super nice to you. Super like, yeah, absolutely. You need a place to stay. Go ahead. You know, like, very welcoming.
Right. Yeah. He nods a little. Yes, it is for the school. We need a lot of bones if possible. But Lorivor says you don't have any, so I'm attempting to figure out where you acquire them.
Oh, Lorivor, are you sure we don't have any? Didn't the butcher come this morning? Here, Ark, let me just double check for you. I don't know that we have a lot of bones, but I'm sure we could spare some. Do they need to be, is cooked, you know, the leftovers from the stews okay? Do you need them before?
I need lucky bones. So if they were out of a stew that was good, then that might be good.
If it was a tasty stew.
Was the stew good?
and the look on Lorivor's face is like super annoyed, and he's just like, they're just like, I checked, Mom. I couldn't find them. And she's just like, oh, just 1 second, Ark. And she like goes round the back and like puts her own apron on, like coming back down from wherever she was doing upstairs, and goes into the back. And then you hear her call out like, no, there's some here that we haven't used yet. They're sitting right there. Lorivor. She kind of comes back and like gives him a light like smack on the head. She's like, I'm sorry. They're just teasing you. Come around back, Ark. You know this place. Take your pick. Is that all right? We do need some for the stew tonight, but I'm sure I'm happy to help while we can.
Sure. I will leave as many as you need. I can also pay. And he starts to bring out like a coin purse.
Oh, no, dear. I listen. You were such help when you're here. You put Lorvor here to shame with the cleaning and the work that you did. Truly, you paid for your stay 10 times over. This is the least we can do. Lorvor just gets like grumpier and grumpier meanwhile.
Yeah, you see him like shaking his head a little while she's saying that I put Lorvor to shame, and he's like, no, Lorvor helped me clean correctly.
Lorvor like just kind of like shrinks down a little bit like into his like shirt, kind of trying to fade out of this conversation.
Sorry, I'll interrupt here. And for anywhere else, like the audience and the camera people that are like watching this scene,
all the camera people,
yeah, there'd probably be like flashbacks and stuff. It's very clear that Lorvor is like your high school bully to the new kid at school, and not the type like I'm gonna shove you in a locker, but in the type they're like this is the rules of the school. You should only eat half your lunch and dump the other half on this kid, and everyone loves it, like that, and like tricking you, that kind of stuff.
Mean Girls,
basically.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the reference.
Excellent reference.
Yeah. But like as Chicanus is like, no payment, you know, and ushers you towards the back. Like there's another customer that comes in, and so she's just like, Lorvor, the bones are right there. Just go get whatever Ark needs. That's totally fine. We'll make do tonight. It's all right. And pushes the two of you kind of like into the kitchen as she goes to like sit the customer down. And when you enter the kitchen, there's literally like they're right there sitting on the counter.
Ark looks around for a second. He's like, I'm surprised you missed them your first time. I'm glad she helped.
And like as soon as his mother's like not there anymore, their demeanor shifts again. And they just roll their eyes and they're like, oh, I didn't know you meant these bones. The easy confusion to make is when you say bones here, never mind. It's probably too complicated. All right. So take them, I guess. That's what you need.
Sure. And they begin collecting basically as many of them as they can, leaving enough. He's probably seen the soup cooked. Cooking's not his forte, but he's going to leave, I don't know, we'll say like 5 or something. I don't know how many the soup needs. But like while he's collecting and putting them in a bag, he will say, well, nothing is too complicated for me, if you would like to explain.
This, of course, only serves to fluster them more. Well, I was simply trying to make my mother's life easier because, you know, the butcher upped their prices. And, you know, it's been really rough. So I just simply wanted to... it's fine. Ark, clearly you need these for the Magambia, and I know that is just so important for you. More important than, you know, feeding our business or anything. So yeah, no, like take whatever you need.
Yeah, Ark will continue collecting during this little speech, and then once he has everything in a bag, he kind of ties up the bag and pulls out 7 silver and just kind of like holds their hand up like in the air as if like he's gonna drop it, but he like waits for Lorvor to put their hand under.
Mm-hmm. They kind of look at you and they're like, they reach their hand out. I guess this will do.
It should. If you can make the soup tonight, and this should buy at least the bones I took, if not more.
Yep. No, definitely. I'll let Mom know. I'm gonna put some in his pocket.
Yep. All right. Ark, happy with themselves, nods on the way out, kind of like carrying the bag, little like clanking behind, throws a small hand up to the mother and heads out.
The camera, it's really weird. There's so many cameramen in this place. So, you know, like three follow you with the one that stays. Yeah, live vlog, arc two here. Hi, guys. But you know why they're called arc two? Hey, guys, arc two here. Peace sign.
Hated it here, but love to see it.
So the one cameraman that stays behind sees, like, after a little bit that Lorivor kind of comes out from the kitchen and, like, puts, like, two silver down on the counter to the mom and is just like, they paid for that. And then, like, go leave upstairs. But anyways.
Art. Off you go. Art now has 529 bones.
No. So I will say that what they do typically, I mean, like, what this inn does, like, from the butcher or whatever, they'll get, like, a couple chickens that they use, they multi-purpose, so they'll clean the chickens, they'll use that for, like, their meals for the day, and then, so, you had, like, a lot of chicken bones, basically, with which they usually like use for their stew. So probably like
this much.
Yeah. I don't know. I was gonna like how many freaking bones that is, but yeah, this
like
much.
This many?
Yeah, about that much.
If you think about like two rib cages and like some inside, like
yeah, you know, like a couple of leg bones and stuff. Sure. Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
So does Ark feel like that is enough? Are they going to do search for anything else?
I think, so how long did we have to do this? It was till like sundown, basically.
I think it was till it was before, they said to come back before dinner because we made a big deal about like, why, what happens at dinner? And they're like, but you just won't be able to eat dinner.
Yeah, they said be done in 8 hours or you'll miss dinner.
Yeah. Everyone made said that
it's like, what? Way farther.
We took it so seriously.
Why is there a deadline? I don't understand. What do you mean?
You mean we can't have dinner?
Or we'll miss dinner? What?
Are you not going to feed us?
City.
I demand peanut butter and waffles.
I think knowing that like it's two or three now, probably even like four by now, that all of that crap happened, making me wait 5 minutes. I think Art would head back to the school. Like, he probably in his head is thinking about like the moving market, but doesn't think he can find it in time and really doesn't want to be around that many people.
Okay. I love how 5 minutes became like 2 hours, but
you know.
I will also clarify that this mission, so to speak, was to gather all these ingredients, to make into oils and then do a ritual. So there is still the ritual casting aspect to this, but with
these bones.
We still got
to squish some caterpillars.
Yes. Which, are they still in like someone's bag at this point?
They're just like in that net somewhere.
I think Ark
probably
has everything.
Trying to get
do?
Out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think Ark found them. And Hideaki gave them
the net. That's right.
Perfect.
Makes sense.
Okay. With bones in tow, Arc 2 heads back to the Magampia. With the really infinite budget that the Magampia has, there is a cameraman in each of your rooms.
Look at this. We love the production quality of this.
Listen. Production quality top. No. All right.
We have all seen the real world. We've all seen the real world. We know what multiple cameras can do.
Yeah.
It's actually a reality TV show.
Ah, I knew it.
That explains why everything's so damn dangerous, sir.
Yeah. Right?
It's for the drama.
They just keep flashing back and forth between each room.
It's really the editing that does
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, they're just the editing story. Me to look like a bad person.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. Lorivor is really actually mean. A sweetheart.
Like, yeah.
The editing that made me say all those things.
Okay, all right. So, I'll leave this up to y'all. I mean, I will say Hideaki with Overnoza, if you were watching, you said you're watching Arc 2 first. You know that they left. And then I'll let you guys take it away.
Yeah, that's really the confirmation that he was looking for there. But Overnoza is in Tal's room, and after a little while, Tal, you'll hear coming out of Overnoza, "Do you mind if I stop by? Or do you want to be alone?"
They're still like kind of they're sitting next to the window with like their knees pulled up, kind of wrap their arms around them. And you kind of see them like start a little bit as if they weren't they didn't know anyone was there. And would look over, and just kind of shrug and say, "Sure."
And there's a reddish brown flash as Overnoza disappears, and there's a knock on your door.
"Come in."
I walk in. Wonderful day, right?
She just kind of hugs her knees in a little bit closer and buries her chin in them.
He'll just kind of grab a chair and just kind of still giving Tal a little of space, but I have a confession to make. I don't know if you remember, but do you remember me apologizing to you before I tried to burn you out of that tree?
I think so.
Well,
the rain was a little loud, though. So, I take your word for it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, because I'm kind of here to rescind that. I'm not apologizing for what I did. If anything, I wish I had done more. Because I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm willing to be in high-pressure situations and do morally questionable things to make sure that the people that I care about are safe. I hesitated a few times. I cast the wrong spell a few times. And then I thought, if I had to choose between Tal and this forest is burning down. And I would do that for Ark and for Arafe as well. But I also didn't come to just rescind an apology. I came to make a vow to you, and I'm going to make the same vow to the others. And that whatever that thing was, and whatever that thing represents, it might not be tomorrow, but I will destroy that. I will obliterate it from the very earth it comes from. Because no one deserves to go through what we went through. And he kind of sits back, kind of realizing that he's like the space that he gave is has been rescinded.
Significantly diminished, yeah.
Yeah. And Tal, just so you know, like you still feel.
I still feel bad. Yeah.
You still feel like this need to not be here, to go and find and join this group. And I will say, you know, someone has offered to cast like calm emotions.
I can cast it on myself if I wanted to. maybe. I could try.
You have to roll a six, and that's like a dangerous number. As everybody was being like treated, basically, like somebody also went off to like do some research, and this is an emotional effect. Is what it's like. It's one of the tags is an emotion effect. So it wouldn't resolve it. It wouldn't make it go away. It would dampen the urge a little bit.
Tao would not accept it. Tao would not accept Perfect. Any help from it. Because mm-hmm. in Tao's mind, they deserve it.
It's that.
Tal sits in after you say all of that. Tal sits in silence for a decent while, and says, tucked into her legs, says, "You shouldn't have tried to save me. Put everyone else in danger, including yourself. I could have hurt all of you. There are things I can do that I don't understand. And if I had walked into the woods and not come back, maybe it would have been better for everyone. Because you could have focused more on helping everyone else. I also don't think that you're the kind of cruel person who would go on a murder spree just because something hurts someone that you cared about. They were doing it on instinct. Well, maybe. But just because one person is mean or bad, does that mean that you have to destroy everyone else that they're around? Because I don't think that's fair. One bad person does not make an entire bad people.
It can.
I think it's up to the people to decide at that point, then. To prove if they are, in fact, as bad as the person who is affiliated with them. Don't you think?
And mulls that over. There's the question if they can be saved. But these aren't people, are they?
We're not animals. It was intelligent. It was speaking something. There's a lot of strange beings in this world that we don't understand. I've seen only a handful of them, and it is because we traveled all over the place. You've, I'm sure, read about more of them than I've even seen.
You hear over Noza's voice in your head, Hideaki, even though he's dismissed. And, like, he kind of, like, grunts in affirmation to, like, what Tal said of, like, and he's like, "We talked about learning about these creatures." Just kind of trails off.
They will get an opportunity. I won't just walk in, and if I have the power to do so, obliterate them. I promise you that. But if they are all what we saw today, all of them, I will not hesitate.
Okay.
I will learn. And I will take the time. And before I do anything, we'll talk again, okay?
Okay.
Do you need any water or anything?
No, Inkaroot has been taking care of me.
Okay.
You hear a squeak at the door as she like comes in and realizes somebody else is in the room and just runs right out.
I keep forgetting they're kind of scared of me. Stands up.
Very tall. You okay?
Kind of does it like this, and what I believe is a slashing scar. Correct me if I'm wrong, Syrup. The injury.
Yes. It's bludgeoning. It's like bludgeoning.
Okay,
they just
so it's just
kept,
more.
Like,
yeah. Cool. Broken rib is said.
Bruised and yeah.
So, nope. Just a reminder to learn and to stay focused.
Yeah.
It goes to the door. Opens it. But you're still worth it. I would do it again.
I think like there's a moment like as the camera stays back towards Tal after Hideaki leaves, and she says kind of quietly, "But you shouldn't have to." And then like turns and continues to stare out the window.
As you know, continue to stare out that window, part of you just compelled to seek out these things in the jungle. It's this weird compounding of emotion of like not really being able to control this compulsion, this emotion, and this negative kind of like cycle on yourself. And there's just this like brief moment where your brain flashes back to like the comments that you've overheard your uncle say. And like, why are you helping her? She leaves and comes back with this strange stuff, and you're okay with this? This is dangerous. She's dangerous. And that kind of like just comes into your brain and then just gets like overpowered by this need. Arafe, what are you doing?
Well, I assume someone has kind of been tending to each of us individually.
Yes. Strands of Glowing Dawn had kind of tended to you.
He's my favorite. I love so I guess while Strands of Glowing Dawn is in the room with her, she's you know, happily chit-chatting. Thank you so much for helping me out. I really appreciate that kind of, you know,
yeah,
surface level kindness stuff that she does. And then when they're done, she'll kind of walk to the door with strands of glowing dawn. You know, give her a smile, give her a wave, thank you so much, and she'll close the door. And the minute she does that, she's just going to let it all drop. And she will turn her back and kind of just push her back against the door and just kind of let everything hit her what happened.
Yeah.
She's going to start taking the wrappings off of her arms and just throw them to the side. She's going to stare at her hands for a little bit. And she's just going to go, 6 months. And you still can't do it right. You have one reason, and that's to help people. And you can't even do that right.
Your curse is still active.
Yes. So there's like, as Strands of Glowing Dawn was helping me, there's still like my hair is just kind of like reaching out.
Yeah, and then like these attachments, but like as the door closes and like this facade like drops, it's like at the same time like you feel the weight of these strands that are seeming to like, you know, like pull basically your life essence and down into the ground, and it's like it's almost like a weight, like wanting you to just sink down, and it just almost like amplifies that and like just makes you feel this outside like just pressure, you know, pulling you down.
Yeah, so she is gonna go over and she wants to try and write another letter, but she can't get past Dear Infar because it's just, she realizes she just sent him a letter 2 days ago sounding so hopeful, and right now she just doesn't feel it. Yeah. So she, and her hands are shaking still at this point, so she can't even get the writing down. So instead, she's gonna sit onto the floor and she's going to take out her braids and just let her hair kind of drape around her as she tries to refocus for the next 10 minutes to try and get that curse under control. But during that meditation, all she can really see are the faces of the villagers, seeing her fail yet again when she tries to heal somebody, and seeing the hope as she tries again, and the despair that comes afterwards when she can't do it.
There's a what is the requirements for your refocus? Typically everybody has their own like flavor text, so to speak, for what they need to do, like attune with nature, that kind of stuff.
You mean like as a oracle, what am I supposed to do? Cool. Let's see. Sorry, I should have this ready and I don't.
No. I pulled this out of nowhere. You definitely do not. I will look at the same time as you. I think, because really what it is kind of flavor for...
Refocusing takes 10 minutes, but mine takes 8 hours, so I'm not going to be able to do it. I just saw this. It says other than refocusing or resting for 8 hours. Okay, I read that completely wrong. So okay, refocusing. I was like, holy sh. But it doesn't really, and it might just be I'm not seeing it quickly enough, but I don't see what says what I'm supposed to do to refocus for mine.
Okay, no worries. So I just know that there's like sometimes like almost like flavor to your thing, and I'll take a look as well.
Okay. But I guess for now I'd say it's just her sitting and trying to focus on essentially recentering her soul to try and pull all of it that's trying to leave back in.
Okay. So you talked about thinking about the villagers and thinking about disappointing them. And your hair kind of like down over your face is like your head and shoulders like are slumped. And the hair is sort of like casting a shadow over your hands as you kind of just stare at them. And you know when you like stare so much that you're no longer paying it, like what you see is kind of just blurred and you're no longer seeing that, you're almost just seeing what you're thinking about. And for a brief second, your thoughts turn from a mother bringing her sick kid to you with like a terrible cough, like, please, like anything you can do to help, and like not really being able, like whatever disease that this kid had, like just not being able to do enough. Like you eased the cough, you eased the symptoms, but you knew that you didn't fix whatever was ailing them. Then another thought comes into your mind and you think about kind of like walking down the street and hearing someone laughing at you, but it's this confusing, like not quite, and just somebody like just pointing and making fun and calling names, and it then suddenly you're like staring back at your hands, and that's not something you remember, that's not something recent, that's something
from before. Now, this, just to kind of clarify, does it seem like someone is like making fun of me in a negative way or in a like jovial kind of way?
Negative. Calling names, like sing, like, you know, like kids sing song, like I'm not gonna be able to do it. Right?
I got you. Like,
yeah, like, oh, it's you, like that kind of thing, like that kids do
name call. Boo, boo.
Yes, yeah. Like
Peter the Wiener.
yes, exactly. But it's weird because like when you're trying to like hear their words, it kind of echoes on itself, and you cannot understand what they're saying. You just hear that like sing song making fun of tonation. But you don't know what they're saying. It's like, you, like, and it's weird because, like, you hear every other word, right? It's like, na 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 na, you. And then it, like, muffles and, like, echoes out and does this weird kind of reverb that you're no longer able to grasp what it is that they're saying. But it's weird because while you simultaneously think of that, as you come to yourself, you're like, if you try to like rethink about that memory, it seems like you're standing away from it, watching it happen.
Okay. And then not realizing how much time has passed, but knowing she has stuff that's expected of her, she is going to get back up, braid her hair back now, knowing that she's kind of, the curse is down a little bit, but still there. And mm-hmm. She's going to go to grab her bow to go. And she's just going to hesitate. And she's going to leave it behind. And she's going to go see if she can find people.
Yeah.
To continue what they were supposed to be doing.
Oh, gotcha.
So
who do you seek out?
I guess she'd go looking for Ark, because Ark was, you know, going to continue on what we were supposed to do. So she's going to like stop at her door, kind of put on the smile and head on out.
Do you put your hair back in braids?
Yeah. Yeah. There's too much. I don't know that. You can't really see it in the picture, but her braided hair goes to like mid thigh, so unbraided hair is probably like mid calf. We're not dealing with that.
You can use it as a whip.
I just saw all the people who have ever had long hair go, mm-mm.
Ooh, honey. My hair used to be past my butt. Like,
oh honey, no.
Toss that up with a big old messy blonde and go.
With curly hair, it just becomes, okay, we're not.
It goes out also.
It just is everywhere.
Nail salons.
I will remind me, I will share a picture in the Discord.
Okay, good.
Anyways. Okay, so Ark, refocusing, you know, for like 10 plus minutes, getting lost in your thoughts after a little bit, definitely you could be on your way back. Not that it took you 10 minutes, but like after everything, you could definitely be on your way back.
I assume my refocusing took like half an hour.
Ark's also going to make one more stop.
Okay.
Should be quick. Remind me what kind of like stipend we got at that one store.
44.
44 gold.
I don't love pay my players. Players. Thank you. I was like going to grab the book. Never mind.
Is that what it is? 44 gold?
I believe so.
Yeah, 44. Yep.
Nice.
Don't tell Zokan that, though, because they very distinctly gave you 4 and 40.
Yes, we got 40 and then 4.
Right. Okay. Right. Just not the same thing, guys.
No.
It's just 0. No big deal.
Just 0. None. Being in that store, did it sell elixirs? And or do I know a place that does? Very basic elixirs.
So they, the way that they're handling it, let me double check. Yes. So they basically all adventuring gear, alchemical items, and held items, worn items, up to level 3.
Goodness, level 3. So
much. Oh, oils, potions, and scrolls and wands up to 5th level.
I can just blow somebody up.
I mean, it doesn't mean he'll sell it to you.
We have the beads.
That's true.
That's true. That's true. I have the beads. I can do whatever I want. All right. Art is going to go spend 12 of his gold. Nope. Sorry. 9 of his gold.
What you getting? What you getting?
3 lesser anti-plagues.
Oh, very nice.
Arc is into crafting, but not alchemical, and I think that he would know that they exist and would go looking for them. And so I'll spend 9 gold, leaving me with, what's that, math, 35. I think on his way back, he would attempt to find somebody that's taking care of them, ideally Anchor Root.
Okay. It's funnily enough, when you kind of come back into, the dorms, you're like, who can I find? Is Anchor Root around? And like, you walk in. And she's kind of standing there in the corner of the hallway, like ducking back and forth, like going, no, it's too much. No, over here. And she's just like stuck in this, like, you see her, then you don't, because she keeps just turning around towards the direction that you know, like, everyone's rooms are.
Gotcha. He would attempt to call out a ways away as to try not to scare this little thing and say, Anchor.
Anchor. Ah! Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I was just, am I in your way? I could go. Did you need anything?
I need your help for a second.
Mine? What can I do? I'm sure this could be more helpful than I can. What do I need to do? What can I help you? What can I do?
You like to help people, right?
Yeah, I do. I want to help people. I just don't think that I could do. It's a lot of responsibility.
But I can help you, help people, and then I will make sure you don't crush caterpillars, and I have bones.
Oh, the assignment. Yeah. Oh, what do you need?
Well, that's after. That's less important. Here. And he holds out the three anti-plagues. Make sure everybody gets these. It will help. They're from you.
They're not from me. They're from you.
You're handing them. They're from you.
That's really kind of you, Ark.
He nods and says, later we will do the bones.
Yeah. I can do... You have bones? And kind of for like the first time, you kind of like see her eyes kind of like light up a little bit.
Yes, they're usually for soup. I think some have been in soup, but they're bones.
Oh, okay. I don't know about the ones that are in the stew, but if you want to give them to me, I can take a look and find some lucky ones.
Sure. After the potions.
Of course. There's like some like slight disappointment. Okay. You want me to give them now?
You actually see him like think on it for a second. No, I guess not. Just your next rounds to each of them, you can give them. Here's the bones. And then he hands the big bag of chicken bones over.
She like realizes her hands are full and is just like panicking, like looking around, and like finds like a little end table by one of the couches and puts the potions down and quickly like grabs all the bones and starts like kind of plops down cross-legged on the floor by the couch and starts like just taking them out, lining them up very carefully and taking like a very in-depth look and interest into each of these bones.
And Art walks away immediately because he does not care about them.
It's for those that you know might notice, though, it's for once she's not like hiding herself in a corner or backing herself against a wall. Like she's actually kind of sitting relatively out in the open and looking at bones. All right. And where do you head off to?
Probably his room. I don't think he doesn't want to check on any of the other peeps. So
yeah, as you kind of go and head down the hallway, you, Arafe, he actually kind of comes out, hearing probably some commotion in the hall, kind of triggering you to step out.
Ark, did yes. you? How are you? Are you okay after all of this?
I am fine. Are you?
I'm doing fine. I know you had gone out to maybe look for more bones. Did you find any?
I did. I found soup bones and other bones and met two friends.
You met two friends? Are they from before?
Yes. They're people that helped me stay in a house.
Oh, honey. They are not your friend.
And I should say, like, his use of the word friends is like, I don't know if anyone would notice it, like the way he uses it in sentences, but it's like copying. It's like, this is what I'm supposed to call people. Mm. They're my friends.
It's a title.
Why is Ark to me?
Yeah. Yep.
No. Friend Hideaki. Friend Tall.
Basically, you call each other friends, so I'll honor. Call you friends.
It's an honorific. Yeah. Okay, so she's like, oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad you are feeling better as well.
Oh, it's thanks to you. You did a lot for us today. I wanted to thank you for that.
That is okay, as long as we complete the mission.
I mean, it's good that we completed the mission, but you really took care of us today, Ark. I really appreciate that. It could have been... It would have been so much worse if you hadn't been there to help us.
You see him just nod, but he doesn't really respond.
Anyway, it looked like you were on your way to your room, so I don't want to keep you. But thank you, Ark.
You hear, like, more footsteps down the hall, and it's just like... also, of course, a startled squeak from Anchor Root, as you then kind of hear eventually, like, Mariama's voice coming down from, like, the common room, and she's just like, oh, Ark, are you... And she's kind of, like, calling out to the entire dorm. Like, doesn't matter who is there. So from the common room, she's just like, Ark, did you find the bones? I see Acre Root has them. You back? She doesn't know where your room is.
Ark activates Bullhorn because he thinks this is what we're doing. And says, yes, I found the bones.
There is, like, an assortment of, like, startled, like, books falling to the ground, like, things, people jumping in their rooms, and definitely an assortment of reactions to this. Yeah.
Erica
yeah.
can't hear out of her left ear now because she's looking yes, that direction. Yes.
Yep.
So, Hideaki. After the conversation with Tao, Hideaki mm-hmm. is taking the electric arc cantrip, and he's practicing and focusing and studying, essentially. And then... what the fuck?
Yes.
Don't slow.
There is, like, the door slams open, and there is, like, a little bit of smoke that billows out of the room, and, like, if you look behind Hideaki, there is, like, a scorch mark in the rug in that room.
Arafe is going to genuinely start laughing hysterically after all of this.
Art kind of tilts his head, able to lower his voice a little, and is like, did you mess up?
I did now.
Mariama comes, like, skirting down the hall, going like, damn, I thought I was loud.
We are supposed to be loud.
Yeah, that's fair. You do you, Ark. You do you. Cool, so you got the bones. So how are y'all feeling? You guys wanna do the ritual?
I need to crush caterpillars first.
Oh, yeah. Need the oil and everything. Cool. You want to just, like, get me when you're ready?
You need help? I was going to take a nap, but I'm wide awake now for some reason.
Napping is good. I could do that. You know what?
Take a load off. We're good.
No, yeah, no, I know you guys are good. That's fine. Like, so you don't have to worry about it. I'll just be, like, hanging out in the common room. If I'm asleep on the couch, just, you know, just wake me up. It's all good.
Sure. You don't know sarcasm really well, do you?
Do I not know it, or do I not care?
I think he actually, like, is kind of blown away by that last part.
And you see, like, she just, like, throws her head back and laughs, turns and heads to, like, the couches.
Awesome. Oh my god.
I think I like her more now. Jaw, thanks for the raid, dude.
Hey, hi, friends. amazing.
But to answer Hideaki, with the smoke kind of coming out of the back of his room, Ark just kind of tilts his head and is like, if you would like, I think I can do it alone, but if you want.
Yeah, I have a lot of energy to just, like, kind of, like, dissuade at this point that I was just working on. So, yeah, I'm totally down. And I did make a promise to Anchor Root that they wouldn't have to worry about this part. So, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Sure. Where would you like
to?
I mean, wherever.
Is Tal awake?
Yeah.
Should we go in there so we can all complete the mission?
I don't know.
We could ask, and if Tal's not up for it, we can find another location.
Before we even start walking, did you hear all that? Considering it's just a loud situation now?
Are we just outside Tal's door?
Hideaki and Tal's rooms are pretty close to each other. So
they're like across the hall, almost small hall. Yeah. Right.
And so because Hideaki just realized that like they probably heard the whole fucking conversation. And so
yeah. Actually, when there was that loud, sudden, like, jarringness, like, Tal, did you react in any way?
Oh, yes. 100%.
You know when you startle a cat, they kind of jump sideways?
Yeah, did that, but fell off the
jump
bed.
Jump around. Yeah.
You know, you heard all the sounds of stuff, like, falling and like, everything like that. One of them was Tal falling off of their bed onto the floor.
Yes, amazing.
No.
I think Ark using Bullhorn may be one of my favorite things that happens.
Yeah. Yes.
Fucking character to have it. Like, we need to make this thing louder, eh? never did. We were like,
Bullhorn will never be used better. I'm sorry.
I see your energy and I meet it.
right. Meet or be.
Ark is like, oh, we're just yelling down the hall. I can do that.
And I can do it better.
I think that you would shout down the hallway, and after a moment, I think the door would open and Tal would kind of like open it enough and just stay in the doorway just enough so that you can see them, would say,
you all can handle it, right? I'm still not feeling very well.
Not a problem.
Yes.
We'll make sure that you get credit like you were here the whole time.
She doesn't really respond to that and doesn't look either happy or anything and will... just kind of like half-heartedly nod and like go back in and close the door.
Yeah. I will, to be fair, I did say that there's somebody kind of like at your door to make sure that you don't try to leave.
Yeah.
And probably Essie is like, with all this noise, was just like, okay, you do know that the people study here and they're kind of like realizing the situation, like.
Hitting is very much like does the really face.
Just maybe a little consideration, and to be fair, she kind of has a hand like very respectfully, but half-hearted, not like blocking the doorway or anything, but kind of like one hand like for safety, perhaps, you know, it's best that Tal stays.
Sure.
Why didn't she say that before I yelled?
You know, there was just a lot. And she kind of looks ashamed as she looks down to like this book that she was completely engrossed in. Like, but yes. All right. So we have three things, I believe, that you all have to do. Caterpillar oil to make. Bone oil to make, and what was the third one? And the red cap mushrooms.
Yeah, red cap.
Yeah.
You have to do something with them. Mushroom oil.
They told us what to do to make the oil.
Shroom oil.
Yes, you do. So for each of these, you can make the oil. They'll be crafting and like different things that you have to do for them. You can get assistance with it. There's like different things. So like to review for the bones, once Anchor Root kind of gives you the correct ones to use, the lucky ones, you're gonna have to carbonize them and use the remains to basically make the oil. So, like, burn them basically, like, intensely, and then make oil from the sludge. Yay. Pleasant. And so that's going to be, like, crafting or nature. The scarlet cap oil is going to be...
crafting.
You just have to squeeze them out. That's not a big deal. And the caterpillars equally just have to squash them.
All right. Well, Ark is good at crafting, so unless somebody else takes the reins from Ark, he is probably just going to start trying to do stuff.
I have a negative one to crafting, so
I have caterpillar on the brain. So it is all you, dude. All
right. Perfect.
I will assist and do what Ark tells me to do.
If you kind of go back around to Anchor Root, she will have been like already, like even in this short amount of time, after getting in very scared from this loud noises, literally like jumping, like diving behind the couch, realizing it was just y'all being very loud, being very ashamed that she dived behind the couch, coming out, pretending she didn't, going back to the bones. She still has them all like neatly arranged into two piles. One less of them, definitely less bones, carefully arranged, like just laid out one next to the other, and then the other kind of more piled together. And she'll immediately show you, like, these are the lucky ones.
Why are they lucky?
It's kind of hard to explain. It's just kind of like they're better suited for the ritual. Like, they're just lucky.
Okay. Ark will take both of the piles and keep them separate.
Okay. And she'll kind of like, when you reach for the other pile, she's like, I was actually wondering if you didn't need those. I could maybe... I'm sorry, that's stupid. You can they're yours. You got them. You can pick them.
Would you like them?
It's okay. They're yours. It's okay.
Okay.
That's ready for it. I was like, yep.
Waffles doesn't want to, but...
Of course,
Idiaki and Arafai are like, yes.
Oh. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, it's like I have to imagine like it's very anime like Arafai and Hiyaki are leaning in, camera cuts back to Ark. Okay. It's like, which way? No, that is not how you handle that situation, but here we go.
it's that crowd that's going, and then gets disappointed.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. So, to burn the bones, that's the only thing that requires a crafting check. So, Hideaki, are you just going to go through the caterpillars, just do the thing? Is there, do we want
that's to not that Hideaki's check? Style.
Okay, let's go.
So, how many would you say that I have? Based off of the gathering.
Let's say, because you guys found some, like four.
Four? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's actually perfect. So he is going to set one each on the ground, one north, south, east, and west. And he's going to do this ceremoniously in his head. And by ceremoniously, I mean absolutely chaos. Because I'm going to cast Gale Blast and spin around and turn them into paste.
Well, are you trying to collect their oil?
Yes.
Okay.
Because in his mind, the idea was, Edgar didn't want them to be chopped up and stuff in front of Ikaru. So in his head, he was like, "Well, it doesn't matter what they look like. So yeah. like, let's have some. Let's you know, it's better than using a cutting board and a knife and searching for stuff." And
okay, all right. So let's do this. You find like a wet leaf because like outside or whatever, you find a leaf for each of these, and you kind of put each one on a leaf also, so you don't have to touch them. And that way, it's like its own little like squash plate. The squash of the leaf, and you can use the leaf later on to like pick them up. And you do this, you arrange them all, and well, they certainly are squashed. It takes you a second to find all the leaves again after
worth
that.
It. It's fucking but, worth it.
You know.
I just imagine like Arafe has the caps since they are the easiest thing to do, and she's about to squeeze them, and this wind comes by, and she's like, oh.
Yes,
she has to get up and go get the scarlet caps again. Sit down, and start going again.
Absolutely,
makes me so happy. All right.
So Ark, you're watching like pragmatic and extravagant over here, going through just squashing and making.
That's the new tag for Hideaki.
Yeah,
add that to the intro, please. Thank you.
What do you? You want to just make that crafting check?
Yeah, so Ark wants to do the unlucky ones first, and then the lucky ones, and two different batches of oil making. And basically, in Ark's mind, he is challenging Anchor Root's ability to pick out lucky bones versus his own crafting ability.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Because if he can make oil out of unlucky bones, then what does it matter what Anchor Root picks?
It's a logic challenge. I get it. That's amazing.
Okay. So she, the lucky bones are for the ritual's success, not for the oil's success.
Okay. Gotcha. I understand.
Yeah. It's like these bones.
They make better oil, like a better ritual. Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Then, like, I challenge your pseudoscience.
Sorry. I didn't. Waffles didn't understand that. So instead, I think Ark would do is sit down with both of them, like begin to like have them all sit up for this crafting roll, and then look at everyone in the room and say, "Do you think they are actually lucky?"
I would guess so. There's something about them that makes them different.
He's looking from the lucky bones to the unlucky bones, and they're both bones, and he does not understand.
I will also say, while luck and necessarily like that aspect of it is definitely confusing, you've studied the arcane and you've studied like magic, and so you know like conceptually that there are forces that affect and influence magic, right? Like whether you believe it or not, however, but definitely like you've read that like certain rituals done on a full moon are easier than not on a full moon, or like when you do it in a location that is considered, you know, the ley lines of magic are strong there,
sure,
that it's easier and magic happens. So like there are forces that affect things.
And I think Ark has a reason for everything he's ever read. Like, oh, if you do it under the moon, it's this deity that's just playing a trick on you. Like, and if you do it at this ley line, it's because of these two magnetic lines and how they affect the ritual.
yeah, you... I love it, yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Anyway, to get it going, Ark, I will make the oil out of the lucky bones.
Okay. All right, so for this, what we're going to do is, first, I mean, you'll just have to burn them, which is, you know, you figure out a way to do that outside, you get that done, and then it's about crafting it and like using the sludgy remains and everything. So for the success of the entire endeavor, let's go ahead and you can make either crafting or a nature check.
Defo crafting. Yeah, I don't think Ark would ask for either of your help.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
21.
Gorgeous.
It's totally fine.
DC 17. Yeah, you're in your element. And you're like, I know how hot these have to be. I need to make sure that they, you know, easy does.
Yeah, and just for everyone watching, like, it's Ark in this mode is much like Ark for the rest, except it's even worse slash better, question mark, whatever you want to call it. It is very, it's like a baker following a recipe, or if you watch Bake Off, it's like an engineer following a recipe. Like, everything is exactly to a T, and everything has its perfect place, and he has it in its perfect place, like, the entire time.
Perfect. Yeah, and easily enough, you're able to make oil out of the bones. So, we have bone oil, we have scarlet cap oil, and we have caterpillar oil. That's all you need.
All right.
Hideaki, sorry, just really fast. Yeah. Hideaki, for the sake of simplicity, Hideaki will essentially, by the way, and essentially say the same thing that he told Tal, that his plan is to do research, and then if so, absolutely obliterate whatever this is.
Yep.
For sure.
Okay. So, Mariama is not asleep, but lazing on the couch in the common room.
Good nap?
Okay, nap.
I think we're ready for the ritual if you're ready.
Yeah, I am ready as can be. Y'all ready?
Yes. Oh yeah.
All right.
Can the ritual wait?
Yeah.
That'd be before dinner.
I mean, I don't want to miss dinner, to be honest, but I mean, what's up?
Art kind of turns his back to Mariama and looks at the other two. Processing for a long 15 seconds, probably, and then says, should the whole team not be here?
I mean, I think it would be nice to complete it together. I don't know if Tal's up for it tonight.
But can the ritual, we have everything, can the ritual itself wait until Tal is better?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys have another assignment tomorrow.
We can do it after that assignment.
Well, so like this is our assignment. I mean, like gathering supplies is cool, but we're kind of about like magical theory and it was about teaching you the ritual.
So then wouldn't it be more important that Tal is here then?
I can take notes.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get it. I get it. Look, you guys tell me whatever y'all want. I'm flexible.
Ark looks at the other.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be very honest with everybody. I want this far away from us as soon as humanly possible, because that means that today is over.
There. And like, look, like, to be perfectly honest, like, if you said you'd take notes, and they went on the task with you, like, I'm not gonna like fail anybody. Right? I'm not all a teacher, right, to be honest. Like,
what?
I was just kidding. They're here if that's what you want.
Well, that's what I told them already, so I'm glad we're on the same page.
Perfect. Cool. So, and she kind of, like, looks around and, like, starts patting her pockets and just like, oh, here we go. And she pulls out these, like, little tiny string of bells made out of cold iron. Little tiny string of bells. Okay, so y'all know about gremlin bells?
No.
I already don't like them.
All right, so you guys said that you guys found, like, the gremlins there. Actually, no, we sent you to the gremlins. But They're gremlins, and it's a problem. So there are these things, and it's kind of funny because these bells, they're actually afraid of them. But between us, they're only afraid of them because they think they're supposed to be afraid of them. It's just like one of those things.
Oh.
But we took that idea, and we basically, some people at the Magambia were like working on that, and we made this ritual to basically like amplify it and make it an actual thing. So basically, the gremlin bells will create like a stronger magical ward once we do this ritual, and it'll be a way to kind of keep fey creatures away from an area that you put the bells in. It's a new ritual. We kind of like made it. So we're going to try it out. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not a teacher. Like, you do not have to raise your hand.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Cool. question. Did you have this yesterday?
These? I mean, I just got it for the ritual, but,
did well, what you're telling me exist? Is that specifically that they were available yesterday.
You know what? Probably. Are you telling me you didn't look it up beforehand?
No, I'm telling you that you should have gave it to us yesterday.
I wasn't there yesterday. But it sounds like you didn't do your research. About
what's going on here, and you mean to tell me that I didn't do enough research? What are you talking about?
Listen, the Magambia is a lot of self-starting. You know, like, you can do all sorts of shit here. But you really got, look, they told you about the library, right?
I've been wanting to go to a library since day one. But we've been busy with almost for 3 days.
She again yells out through the halls of the dorm, and she goes, Essie, did you not show them the library? And Essie's like, I totally pointed it out.
Fine, because we were busy almost dying that we forgot.
Oh, so you forgot.
No, I'm just making them feel better.
Look, it's not. You could have gotten bells if you know about it. Research is super important. But you know what? That's actually, that's way less.
Stab.
So like, anyways, we're kind of, I'm more magical theory. If research is your jam, like, go talk to Ignacy, all right? Like, this.
Oh, I have to leave now. Goodbye, everyone. So the camera sees a new rival has appeared.
I'm curious, though, how does Ark take the fact that, like, like, obviously, this is, like, her completely egging on and, like, joking with Hideaki. Yeah. Like, but at the same time, for Ark, like, there's definitely, like, you could have researched this is basically, like, what was taken out of that combo.
Ark doesn't say anything and is not reacting to this argument whatsoever. But through Ark's mind, currently two things are going on. One, I'm going to keep to myself until after the ritual. Two, based on this exact conversation, Ark doesn't think this person's right because we've completed all the missions and we're all alive. So why would we need to research?
Yeah! Well,
it kind of sounds like you don't agree with Hideaki.
I mean, technically we wouldn't agree with either of them. Like,
either of them, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Like,
this combo's irrelevant.
Basically, yeah.
That is part one.
It's amazing.
This is a waste of time.
Yes.
So, seeing Hideaki kind of get extremely upset about this, she is just going to go, okay, so we know in the future that the library is available to us. Not to sound mean, but should we always assume that we're just going to be thrown in with no help?
Will Smith meme.
I mean, I understand there is an aspect of you know, we need to look into things and things like that, but we've been here for 3 days.
What?
Couldn't have someone have been, like, we haven't given you everything that you're gonna need, make sure that you look into it.
Look. And she does, like because of your, like, very, like, calming tone, like, does go from the offensive, like, having a grand old time to taking this a little bit more seriously. Look, you all have been accepted into the Magambia, right? That means that you guys have shown talent, or you've gone through, like, interviews, and you've shown that you're self-starters, that you fit here, that you're a part of this, to be honest, amazing school.
Oh, very much agree.
Like, the whole thing of, like, going through the different branches was Essie's idea for giving you guys, like, an idea of, like, you know, the different things that you can do here. But the whole, like, first week as an initiate is literally for this, right? Like, it's to... I mean, I know I was, like, cracking jokes, right? But, like, next time you'll probably research, right?
Yes, we have definitely learned some more information to tamper our expectations.
I think Ark would pipe up at this point and say, well, if this is a school, I hope you have learned to have future initiates research prior so they do not get hurt. You are here to learn too, correct?
Yeah, like I'm an initiate too. I did this shit last week. Like, I've been through it.
It seems that the best way to do this would to tell students to research. That way they could learn how to research properly.
I think the point is that, like, not everything can be laid out for you. And look, we weren't throwing you in any... Again, wasn't me clarifying, like, that it wasn't...
Grander we.
Yeah.
Like, royal we.
That assignment was because it was the Tempest Sun Mages, and it's about valor and about all this great stuff. And, like, if that wasn't your jam, then don't go that route.
It's very fair. And I do apologize. Our tempers are a little on edge. We almost died and then got a little chastised for it. So it's just, it's kind of a piling on top of things here. So it's my apologies that
we might be a little bit
on edge.
Listen, I got drunk one night and I started a cult. Like, shit happens here. So
this is the most, wait, hold up. This is the most interesting thing that's been said all night.
100%.
Like, I didn't do it on purpose, but like I said, like, accidents happen and you'll, like,
Aeriflin has a quest now.
And then puts it down.
Look, can we walk and talk? Let's go back to the storage barn and we'll do this ritual. Cool.
Okay, but did you continue the cult after you got sober, or like?
I would love to hear about this cult at some point. This sounds interesting.
Do you?
No, I. Look, Aeriflin,
do you drink?
Me? I haven't. Oh. I'm not opposed to the idea of trying.
Ark, what about you?
I do, but it does not quite affect me.
Okay, so here's what we do. So, like, tomorrow or something, we all get a drink somewhere. We'll grab tab because, of course, you know, team. And then we get the cult story.
You no judgment.
Me. No, maybe.
Every time I tell the story, like, nobody believes me.
What?
You know what?
We're interested enough that I think we're starting off believing you.
Okay. All right.
And if we don't, it's still a really cool story.
All right.
Not to mention I've already written it down in my quest book.
Memoir stuff.
All right. It's all good. All right. Walk and talk, and she'll take you towards the storage barn, and we are going to go on break, and we'll complete the ritual when we get back.